You're listening to SBS News.
Transgender rights in sport has been a contentious issue, and debate around inclusion flared up during the federal election campaign, dividing some voters. Now, an international decision on the world sporting stage is restricting trans swimmers from high-level female competitions. Here's FINA Executive Director Brent Nowitzki announcing the outcome reached during FINA's General Congress.
The results are are in favour, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce the confirmation of the policy on eligibility competition.
Thank you.
Women's competition categories.
The eligibility policy states that male to female trans athletes can compete if they demonstrate to FINA that they have not experienced any part of male puberty before phase 2 or before the age of 12, whichever is later. The head of the swimming sports governing body is emphasising the need to protect competitive fairness at women's events. FINA President Hussein Al-Musallam says the policy is based on science, but he acknowledges it will be contentious.
However, I completely understand that this is a policy which will not be supported by some of our transgender athletes. I do not want any talented athlete to be told that they are unable to compete at the highest level. I do not want that discrimination.
University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas has expressed interest in competing for a place at the Olympics, but the new FINA rule for male to female athletes would block her participation in this case. Female-to-male transgender athletes are fully eligible to swim in men's competitive races. Australian swimmer Kate Campbell agrees there is a need to preserve competitive fairness, but refers to the importance of diversity, citing her own personal story of coming from Malawi as a child.
It is also my hope that a young, gender-diverse child can walk into a swimming club and feel the same level of acceptance that a 9-year-old immigrant kid from Africa did all those years ago.
But advocates for the trans community say they are disappointed with the decision, which is isolating for trans women. Sally Goldner AM is an advisor to Just Equal Australia and told SBS News she is concerned this move further separates trans athletes.
It puts trans women in, you know, by themselves, and there's no one to compete against. So that approach in itself is discriminatory and unfair, and is totally unnecessary.
She is worried this is the wrong way to heighten visibility after a tough period for the trans community. Some advocates argue not enough research has been done on the effects on transition upon physical performance. The swimming policy was passed with about a 71% majority when it was raised with members of 152 national federations. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.